Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
That little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, but it said Mr. Worldwide. You already know what it is. Listen to my new podcast, From Negative to Positive. Subscribe today. Now, part of the things that we're doing over here at Negative to Positive is encouraging people to change their lives, change the things that are within their power. I want to thank our good friends at KFC for helping me bring this to you. Feed your whole crew with KFC. Let's go. I can get the KFC bucket of chicken, and you know, that's fire. Now, Babo, you know that you could get that mac and cheese, that mashed potato, gravy, those biscuits. Now, that's trouble right there. That is fire right there. You know, on Negative to Positive, we always talking about striving and achievement. And the Colonel Sanders story is a story that inspired me since I was 10 years old. Look how life comes full circle. Now I'm talking about Colonel Sanders and Kentucky Fried Chicken and how much I love it. Listen to my new podcast, From Negative to Positive. Check out the vodcast. Subscribe today. Apple Podcast, Podcast One, Spotify.
Sierra Well in Reno and Carson City offers competitive prices on all of our premium cannabis and CBD products. We are currently offering contactless curbside pickup, delivery, or storefront shopping so that we can get exactly what you need into your hands as quickly and conveniently as possible. Call us at 775-800-WELL or visit SierraWell.com to place your order so it's ready when you arrive. We look forward to facilitating your cannabis needs.
Welcome back to Collider Live. Today we are not so live. It is Veterans Day, so we hope wherever you are enjoying your day off. And we pre-taped this. There's a massive fight going on in studio behind me right now. I'm what? Roxy Stryer, alongside the most evil Darina, sending her punches.
Hello, Roxy. I'm so happy to be doing this with you every day. It's my favorite.
I love doing it with you, too. The men who are fighting so fiercely right now. Mark Riley.
Hi. Hi.
And Josh McCuga.
Shalom!
You guys are, like, fighting in purple and pink, throwing punches, and yeah. I love that.
Yeah, yeah. This is purple? More like a burgundy.
I would call it purple. Would you guys not?
Have you guys ever noticed?
It's more of like a red wine.
Cody Hall also in the booth, cutting off whatever Josh wanted to know if we had noticed. Go ahead.
I just never noticed how long this song goes and what it sounds like after that first intro.
It rips, man.
It does rip. Yeah.
Well, we still are talking about possibly getting a new song in there.
Right.
And also
Alex
a new
is
logo.
Alex is supposed to be working on it, on the song, you know?
So. Alex, what you doing? It's already Monday.
He's not here.
Did he leave?
Yeah, he's not here. He
okay, all right.
He already left.
How dare
us,
he not come up with a song in 2 days?
That is so rude.
Yeah.
All great geniuses
typical
can work
Alex
that quickly.
How dare you force
guys? It's Monday and I already miss you.
Oh, yeah. Listen. At this point, you're not even in the state.
No.
Wow.
Well, I know.
It's like a CGI image of you that's here.
That's going.
Call back to
you
our
you beat me to it.
Our Wednesday
no, guys,
show.
I don't want to be on this pre-tape anymore. Okay.
Okay. Bye.
I'm going to take Darina's Doritos.
How dare you?
You know what, Josh? It would not be the first time that I've said something that's made you walk out of a room, and it probably won't be the last. But today is not about us. It's about you guys at home. So we want to take some calls right now. You can't hear what I'm actually saying, but later on you'll hear that. And we already put out the link, so hopefully we'll get some calls coming in. We also have some tweets I know that we're going to get to. So, Cody, you let us know when we have a call.
Oh, my God.
There
we already
go.
Have a call.
Collider Live, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi there, Roxy. This is Gio calling from Bakersfield, California.
Hey, Gio. Gio, happy to have you. What do you want to talk about on this glorious Monday?
Yeah. I just want to – is Josh there?
Yes, he is.
Yes, he
what's
is.
What's up, man?
Hey, Josh. I just want to talk to you about Bad Boys for Life.
Yes! God damn it, Gio. You are one handsome individual. Let's talk about it.
Today is just your day, Josh.
I know.
Well, firstly, Josh, I'm a big Jackie Chan fan. And in Bad Boys 2, they utilize one of Jackie Chan's stunts from the movie Police Story.
Okay.
Where, well, in this case, they take a Hummer, they drive it down through a shanty town, you know, with all drugs and stuff.
Yep.
They drive down that hill, crashing through everything.
They basically explode all of Cuba. Yeah.
Yes, all of Cuba. And it's great to see that inspired Jackie Chan stunt utilized in Bad Boys 2.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't help but think that they are going to use another inspired Jackie Chan stunt in Bad Boys for Life. If you notice in the trailer, that latest trailer, as well as the first trailer, there was, I believe it was Will Smith grabbing onto a rope ladder hanging off a helicopter.
Yes.
So I can't help to be excited that they are using another inspired Jackie Chan stunt. And before I just want to mention that, and before I close it off here, just want to congratulate you on your new venture.
Thanks, buddy.
And I look forward to watching it wherever this mysterious show airs.
Dude, thank you. Thank you for an awesome call, man.
What a sweet call.
Thank you, all of you, for this new iteration.
Really appreciate you, Gio. Thank you for calling. So, Josh, what do you think? Are we going to see any of that?
Well, you see it in the thing, and I know the Jackie Chan stunt.
It's going around today. I just went out and called Perry Wendy. I mean, like, I don't even know what's up or down anymore.
Nothing like a good Jackie Chan.
That's what she said.
So, that's true.
I could use a little Jackie Chan.
Jackie Chan. You know what's crazy?
I meant the up and down.
I was thinking this morning, because I have a bad knee, right? And so I was thinking to myself,
What did you do? Go skiing?
No.
Get a car accident?
Get excited?
Yes.
Yell?
The second one.
Car accident. Only happened to two of those. The joke didn't go over very well. You know,
I got hit by a car. It wasn't the greatest day of my life.
Oh,
it's fine.
It's
all good. So.
We're all laughing about you, apparently.
All right. So. I love that. I was thinking this morning, I'm like, could my body hold up? Because my really good buddy, Eric Andre, who has had the Eric Andre Show on Adult Swim forever, after the second season, he told me he'd had four major shoulder surgeries from just doing the Eric Andre Show, which is him like jumping on his desk and like, you know, running into a thing. And like, he's a madman, right? So I'm thinking to myself, you know, would I survive an action movie? Like, and then I started thinking about Jane Seymour and like, if she gotten any injuries on things. And so when I'm watching all these crazy stunts, like Tom Cruise and all this stuff, I'm thinking to myself, would I do those stunts, or would I just get somebody to deep fake my face as me, like, running across
a
thing?
You would be so scared to do those stunts.
I agreed 100%.
I can't even believe that you would question that.
Yeah. But the Jackie Chan stunts is awesome, and I think anything that you're deriving from Jackie Chan, and I personally love Bad Boys and Bad Boys 2, but I really, really, really enjoy the Rush Hour films. Like, I mean, those movies are so fantastic.
Okay. Jackie Chan's so cool, man.
He really is.
He's the best.
Jackie Chan, not too
Jackie
bad either.
Jackie Chan, cool, too.
Mark Dorina, do we have a tweet coming in from anybody
we have Broom Kid, aka Subatomic Freak, on Twitter asking, what are your favorite things of 2019 so far, i.e. movies, shows, music, food, concerts, clothes, candy, jokes, videos, etc.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Sure.
But then I had none. Wow, there's so many great things that happened this year. Peanut Butter Falcon, I think Josh and I share that
JoJo
one.
Rabbit. That's up there
JoJo
with me.
JoJo Rabbit, Mark as well.
The Platform, again, I say it all the time, is coming to Netflix. It's a foreign film, kind of thriller, horror. I loved it. It's one of my favorite movies of the year so far.
Yeah, if we're talking about movies, I've already put my top 10 movies so far, and Parasite is on top. It's one of the movies that's been so hyped for the whole year that when I saw it, it was not overhyped. I think it was underhyped. It was amazing. I really recommend to watch Parasite if you haven't seen it yet.
I want to see it so bad, but I don't know how.
It's at ArcLight.
Is that ArcLight?
I'm not sure how you can see it in other like not major cities, but it's definitely playing in LA.
In terms of TV shows, for me, the number one show of the year is When They See Us. That was my favorite show of 2019.
Couldn't agree more. That's one of them for me.
What was that other one we kind of freaked out about? When They See
Us. Becoming a God? Chernobyl?
No, I loved Chernobyl. I loved On Becoming a God. I'm trying to think. There was like one other show out there. I mean, the new season of Peaky Blinders was great. I'm always going to be obsessed with that.
The Boys is up there for me.
I was thinking The Good Boys, I think, is the best comedy of the year for sure. What show?
Animated How to Train Your Dragon, Hidden World. Fantastic movie. One of my favorites of the year.
Show-wise, What We Do in the Shadows on FX is brilliant.
Very, very good.
They did such a good job. I may love it more than the movie.
You know what has been awesome this year, too, is Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, but also Mr. In-Between, which is a show you would effing
love. Oh, I heard of that.
You would love it.
In terms of music, do we have any that you guys feel like?
Blink 182.
Yeah, yeah, Cody.
You guys heard it. It's fantastic.
It's all right.
I don't know if guys,
but I mean, I've gone to music. A lot of concerts this year, and by far my favorite, it's not new, but Chemical Brothers was incredible. Thom Yorke, Massive Attack. I got to go to so many concerts from my 90s beloved, like, teenagehood. So,
Yachtly Crew, the cover band that plays the Viper Room every month. I also went to see them at the Starlight Bowl in Burbank, which is an amazing venue, by the way.
Yeah, I wanted to go to
Yachtly
that.
Yachtly Crew is the greatest yacht rock cover band in the world. If they're in your town, follow them on Instagram, Yachtly Crew. They're friggin' awesome.
Wait, and then last one on this before we take another...
Candy food?
Yeah, I was going to say food. Any 2019 foods that you guys are...
Have you guys had the Reese's Cups filled with Reese's Pieces?
I haven't had it. Is it everything you dreamed of and more?
Pretty good.
Like E.T. would like it?
Yes.
Okay. E.T. would lose his mind.
Reese's Cup filled with Reese's Pieces were the most disappointing thing of 2019 for me.
Okay.
They taste like Reese's with like a little layer of shell in them.
Yeah. Food,
not for me.
Food, I don't know. Well, my fiance made me a Philly cheesesteak last night that was delicious, and it might be my favorite thing I've eaten in a long time.
Pandering to your fiance?
She doesn't listen
idea.
To the show. She doesn't listen.
The Broomkid also asked about videos, and we actually have a video link of riding a camel like the Titanic, which we just saw yesterday. So can you bring that up, Cody?
It's on yesterday. It's
what
on,
is it?
It's on today's.
It's on our
outline.
Sheet. Yes,
riding a camel like the Titanic is
your favorite video of the year.
Well, it's of this week.
But listen to this. Just
it did come out this week, though.
It did come out this week. Two people on a camel.
This looks like my dad.
Are those people? Do they know each other?
I have no idea.
I think they're married.
Okay.
What makes
nice
you think
little
that?
Breeze.
I did being forced to smile right now. Oh.
What, the camel eats it? Oh.
The camel's up. He's up.
Guys, this is sad.
No, I know.
Wait, look at him. Look at him still leaned over.
It's the music. It's the music that gets me.
Wait.
You have a problem. You have a problem. You both have problems.
The camel is
all three of us too.
I feel so bad for the camel. No, but it's so
Serena
funny.
Feels bad.
It's so
the camel
for
is
the camel
hurting.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the camel,
no,
not the people.
Why would you feel bad for the people?
Yeah,
they're fine.
Some people do. Yeah.
Cody, let us know when we have another call to interrupt this beautiful camel video that we are seeing. Oh, caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Corey Nott. I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Hey, Corey.
Corey,
I see your name on our group, on
Corey,
our tweet, Twitter all the time.
Corey
Thanks
wrote
for being
for,
so supportive.
He is one of the admins of Collider Live Universe Facebook page. He wrote for schmozno.com. Good to hear from you, Corey.
Happy to have you here. What are you calling about today?
Well, you know, I can't see that camel videos,
so
I feel really sad.
Corey, let me tell you about it real quick.
That's good enough.
Roxy is not having this.
Well, I don't like fucking animal videos, and I don't like videos where people get hurt, and this is both.
Nobody's getting
it,
hurt.
I said it fucking over and over
Nobody's
again, Corey.
Hurt is look, it's so funny.
I said it over and over again. I don't like it. I don't like it. And more importantly, you know what I do enough. Like? I like Corey, our caller, who is not calling to talk about the goddamn camel video. Cody.
Cody, can you cue up that alpaca video I sent you?
Oh, he's hitting another video.
Corey, what are you calling about?
The alpaca video.
Sorry. Not calling about that.
Please tell me you have an alpaca video for us.
All right, we're all...
The James Dean thing you guys were totally talking about last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you speak of Star Wars and Carrie Fisher being passed away, what if they did a prequel, you know, with a young Carrie Fisher digitized? Would you guys be against that?
Corey, thank you so much for calling.
Let's discuss.
If you guys want to see Carrie Fisher, in her 20s doing a sequel to the Star Wars trilogy?
Prequel,
sorry. I mean, what do you guys think?
No.
Nope. I'm interested in...
It would be a standalone spinoff,
I mean,
right?
You could call it, if it's like takes place after Return of the Jedi,
right.
It could be a sequel.
To the original trilogy, I guess.
Young Carrie Fisher, I think it's... No. I don't want it. I think it's too. It would be too. If there's a thing, is too soon. I don't know when you're. When we're talking about this stuff, yeah, go.
No, good game. We agree.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
because it just it. And I know they talked about this when we lost her during The Last Jedi, or before it even came out. There was talk of like, what are we going to do for Episode 9? Are we going to recreate her? And it was like everybody was like, no, we can't do that. That's. So it's an interesting thing because then Peter Cushing was recreated for Rogue One, but that was held. That wasn't announced. It was a surprise for the movie. Which
I still didn't like it.
I've seen it again after revisiting over and over again that I've seen this movie. It is weird. Peter Cushing's estate did sign off, so when these estates sign off on it, that's when I go, that's your prerogative.
Well, it just takes me out of the movie, though, technology-wise. I think we're getting there, but I don't think we're there to the point where I was like, I felt when I was watching Tarkin on Rogue One, he looked like a video game to me. Mm. And so it's amazing that this technology has come through, and these artists, I really respect their work and as to how they make this happen, but it just took me out of the movie. I just couldn't do it.
There's a lot of differences, though, between the James Dean situation.
I just texted Cody to play the camel again.
Is your name Christian Harloff?
I had to do it. It would just sit in the back.
I do. I hate this song, but I love it right now because of the version.
It's the guy in the recorder.
I know. It's like the Jurassic Park melodica. It's the best shit ever. It's so...
Roxy, this is my last show with you for months.
It's not true.
It is.
Have a cheeto, Roxy.
I don't fucking like cheese.
That's not cheese, is it? It's just made of cheese. I thought it's chemicals.
Roxy. I legitimately,
there's no cheese in this. There is.
I legitimately can't stand this video or any of you guys. And I'm going to go back to Carrie Fisher.
Okay.
Here's the difference between what we're talking about. James Dean is now taking on a brand new character. This is not a character that James Dean once played and it exists. Carrie Fisher, this is a character that she played for many a years. Mm-hmm. So I think that it's different because with the Carrie Fisher situation, she might not have played, she might think that that's not Leia to her. This James Dean one, it's a character he's never even fucking heard of.
Right.
So it doesn't feel as disrespectful to me.
I mean, it is a good point, but it's still, to me, I want to see the real Carrie Fisher, right? These people are not just actors. Like, they're a person. And so there's not going to be no Carrie Fisher exuding from this screen. It's going to be a robot.
Yeah.
It's just not
Fisher.
You know, exactly.
We're in a place now where this is happening, okay?
Yeah.
So actors now, I think, can basically put in their will, no, you cannot do this for me. Do not do this.
That's what I said on Wednesday.
That's
like
exactly
being a donor.
Right. So, right. So to your point, that's where – hear from them. Hear it, like, put it in there. Put it in writing. Like, you cannot recreate my image for whatever reason, you know. And I don't know how that works for contracts. If they own the likeness and the character of the actor who – they'll just pop up again. What was that? There's a movie that – I can't think about it.
Let's go to Twitter again and see if there's another question from
I have
there.
One.
Yeah, what do you got, Mark?
I have one for Josh, and it's for a Bad Boys 4, a possibility. Would you like Bad Boys forever?
Yes.
There it is.
Bad
Thank
Boys
you.
Forever.
That's
you have
good.
To. You have to call me Nighthawk. Is who sent that in? Thank you very much.
You have to call me Dragon.
I will call him Nighthawk if that's what he or she wants.
At why are you so sweaty? Thank you for that. That's been signed off by Josh McCook.
Maybe the best tweet question we've ever had on the show ever, or any shows I've ever
Bad
done.
Bad Boys
in history,
forever.
That's great.
Cody, let us know when we have another call.
Oh, there it is.
Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Allison. I'm from Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Allison, with your beautiful vagina, thank you so much for calling in. What do you have for us today?
So this question is for everyone. Mm. I was wondering if you were stranded on a deserted island and you were with someone else from Collider, who would you want it to be that would help you survive?
Allison, great question. Let's discuss. First of all, I love a great inclusive question.
Yes.
We appreciate your call.
And also, Grand Rapids, Michigan, lovely. It's a very nice town.
I need to go there.
I just feel like this question means everyone in the office,
correct.
Right?
Yeah,
so that's what
it meant
to me.
People in this room. So who do you want to help you survive?
Survival skills.
So
Broca's up there.
No, I got
the clear answer, because he's an Eagle Scout, is Thad Williams.
I mean, you guys are crazy. I'm not only... only a Girl Scout, but this is like what I do for my life. You guys should all pick me, although I'm a little annoying, but that has to be a quality you get past.
Well, I guess there's nowhere to go on a deserted island.
I can't get around.
That's true.
But I can make
lost,
fire.
So.
I can kill things because clearly I'd eat human.
I didn't know.
I can tie knots. Yeah. I'm unbelievable in the wilderness.
I had no idea. But then maybe I would pick
and
you.
Stuff. Oh, yeah. Man. But I do think that Roka is a good pick also.
Yeah.
But I can't find anything.
Right.
So that's your job. You guys have to be the seekers. Because I can't get back to anywhere.
I could do that.
But Roka would be a good pick, although, I think I would off one of us. You know, I would.
He'd sacrifice us to the local tribe if that's what came down to.
Probably.
And the other risk about picking me is if it comes down to it, I might eat you.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Not if I eat you first. Hey-o.
that will always be the question. Who eat who?
Is this for, ever? How are we on long in this deserted island? A couple months? Is this castaway situation?
Great question.
Yeah. Mm. You want to give it a six-month, maybe
six
a year?
Months.
We're talking about surviving in an island, which means – forever.
Wendy would be really pleasant to be with the whole time, but I don't know if she could really do the fire knot.
Right.
That
especially
thing.
If there's clowns on the
I feel like
island.
Perry might be good.
Perry
too.
Might be good.
She's in shape. She can run from wild animals and stuff.
Yep, that's true. Perry
very
might be
resourceful.
Good.
Yeah.
Is she really good with the resources?
I think so.
I feel like if you want a good conversation, you can have one with Cody, but he also leave you alone.
Yeah, that's true.
Cody, you have a kid, and so at all costs, you might kill us to try to get back home.
That's true.
So you got a lot to live for.
Cody, who would you pick?
I was about to pick Cody. Yeah.
Here's why I wouldn't pick Darina is because I think that she would scare me way too often.
Well, I would be really bored, so I agree with you.
Yeah.
I would be getting my entertainment from scaring you.
Totally.
You know 100% who would suck of the time. On a deserted island? Frosty.
Yeah.
I wouldn't get the email from Frosty that we were on the deserted island.
He'd slack it to you.
It would just happen, and I'd be like, oh, I guess we're on a deserted island. Thanks for telling me.
He would be so pissed to be there.
All the time.
He would not want to be there.
He'd be like,
he would
still
where's
not
my
take
phone?
Off his bracelet things.
Right.
Yeah.
I have a question. Because she was just at Collider, can I choose Jane Seymour?
Yeah, I choose her too.
We all choose her.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think it's Jane Seymour then, because yes, that is correct.
Cody, who's your pick?
Yeah, if you want to get off the island, I'd probably go with Thad and apparently Roxy, if you have all these survival skills. I didn't know that.
Well, let's be clear. I'm not getting you off the island.
No,
great person to be on the island.
Roxy will take you away from the island and probably get lost and bring you back to the same island.
Yes, that's true. We'll wander for 400 days and end up back at the fucking island.
Wait, so you mentioned Thad, though. He has some skills, too, that we don't know about.
Yeah, Thad. You could just tell with Thad.
That's true.
He'd probably stress me out, but we'd probably get off the island.
Yeah.
And if I want to just have a good time, I'm probably going to go Adam Smith.
Yeah, Adam Smith.
Yeah. Adam Smith.
Adam Smith would be the guy that within first 2 weeks he'd have opened a whiskey distillery on the island.
Yeah. All depends what kind of person you are when you hear you're going to a deserted island. Are you the kind of person who's I'm doing whatever it takes to get off as fast as possible? Or are you I could use this break for a little bit. I want to chill with someone.
A little alone time and mental therapy.
I've always wanted to learn how to spearfish, so I get on the island, I spearfish. I've always wanted to learn how to start a fire. I've always wanted to live on a deserted island and have somebody serve me pina coladas, but I'm sure I could figure out how to make booze.
I'm not going to serve you pina coladas, but I will drink them with you.
Correct.
Roxy, did you say you can spearfish?
I can do a lot of shit.
Holy shit.
I had to get all the badges and stuff.
Okay, Roxy.
But that's really fucking hard because I have a really hard time seeing that. And with the angle that you have to go in, that was never my strength.
I was just about to pick you, but now you just put some doubt.
I'm really good at fishing, though. Even with nets and whatnot. I'm an epic survivor.
So I'll pick you, Roxy.
Do you like camping?
I will go. There it is. You take care of that. I'll go survey the island by myself because I know, you know.
But you will find me again because I'll never find you.
My direction. Are you kidding me?
You got to stay in one spot. You can't move.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I will find you again.
I just got so much agita thinking about being on this island, being should I go look for him?
No.
It's getting dark.
No, you wouldn't have to worry. I would tell you that I'll be back when the sun hits here. That's when I'll be back, and I will be back.
Cody, let us know when we have another call. And also, let's check in with the Twitter machine.
Check in with the Facebook.
War Facebook.
Oh,
all right.
There's a call.
Amazing caller. You're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from? We don't know if they're amazing.
Yeah.
I'm just guessing.
We hope.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Luke Nelson from New York City.
Oh,
hey, Luke.
Guess who's back?
Wednesday and Monday.
Luke is back.
Back again.
How you doing, Luke?
So
this is Monday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So this is a big deal because tomorrow is my birthday.
Oh. Hey! Happy tomorrow birthday.
Hey, dude, for your birthday, just for you, I'm going to release the first episode of The Mandalorian. That's for you, buddy. Happy birthday.
Damn. Wow, you did that.
Feliz cumpleaños. Mm-hmm.
Luke, did you just want to call and talk about turning a year older?
Yeah, I guess so. So, I'm also a 1991 kid, too, Roxy.
Ooh, 91 baby.
So, that is a very, very powerful year because it's a palindrome, and that shit is super powerful.
Mm.
So me and you are part of, like, a blessed year, and it's only us and kids that were born in 2002 as
I was
well.
Going to say, so, 2002. I'm trying to, like, go through years. I'm like, what? Yeah.
That's it. I mean, 1771? I don't think so.
1661.
But aren't you a palindrome if we just haven't gotten there yet. Like, if right. it's 20 or 20...
21, 21.
Yeah,
no, it'd have to be 2000. 21, 12.
Yeah. Okay.
It's not going to happen again in our lifetime. So, like,
yeah.
Oof. You don't know how long I'm going to live, yeah. Luke.
That's true. They could extend our lives
they could
as
also
we get
make
older.
Roxy a hologram in a movie. So.
A CGI clone. Sure.
I'm here for it.
But I want to go back to the Dune talk because I saw a little bit of shade from Darina because I was talking about Bad Boys. And she was like, there's a Dune sequel too. And so I am scared about this Dune movie because I love the book. It's probably my favorite science fiction book of all time. The cast is incredible. Denis is incredible. Mm-hmm. But so the sequel is announced now because the movie is only going to be the first fucking half of the book. Because in the book, like, there's a pretty considerable time jump at a certain point. If you read the book, I think so. Mark Riley read the book, right?
Yes,
yeah,
I have.
I read the first one. Yeah.
So I'm just nervous because I kind of feel like the movie is not going to do so well, and we're never going to see the second half.
Luke, thank you so much for calling. Really appreciate that. Go ahead, Riley.
It's a legitimate concern. I know because I understand where Josh McCook is coming from. I understand that there is a fan base out there that is not familiar with the book, but there is also a very large fan base that does understand the book. Denis Villeneuve is one of the best directors working today. I think that's a win in that column. And again, it is really – because I think everybody's thinking Blade Runner 2049.
Yes.
As
well, Dream is always thinking
putting,
that.
Yeah,
yes.
But putting that also, as a kind of a comp here that it could do horribly. But he also did Arrival, which was a fairly decent-sized budget. I'm sure
Sicario,
Dune is bigger. And
yeah.
Sicario. But my point is Arrival slowly built – up to $100 million domestic gross. So
right.
Because of word of mouth and because it was a special movie that Denis did direct. So I think Dune could warrant that kind of reaction. It is all about the marketing.
Well,
I just noticed Darina's shirt and I got real upset.
Josh just took a massive yawn.
A big sigh. But I was also thinking
what's
of
what's wrong with my shirt so good? There's Critters.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Jason,
I see Jason on there. Michael Myers.
Darina, can I ask you this because you said I read the first one. There's multiple Dune books?
Yes.
How many?
I don't know. Like,
there's Children
five
of Dune.
Eight,
all the same author?
Dune Messiah?
Is it all the same author?
Frank Herbert did a number of them and then his son picked up. And did some. I'm not
did you
sure
know
though.
That?
No.
I don't know shit about
now,
Dune.
No, exactly.
There's
and
a,
I don't think a lot of people know much about Dune at all, which is why. Listen, if the movie does
there's
like,
enough
word of mouth, there's word of mouth, then and it
word
makes
of mouth.
It makes $100 million like Arrival, I would say that's a pretty decent success for the movie.
Yeah.
But
I love
opening
Arrival.
Weekend, I'm just telling you, it's there are not enough people. Like, I didn't know what Dune was until I started working here. Just like I didn't know that people didn't like the prequels until
right.
I started working here.
So you didn't know about the Dune David Lynch movie either.
Nope,
really?
No
even though like Sting was in it, like famous people were in
no
it?
No idea.
Huh.
No idea.
I like that you go, I didn't know about the movie, and Darina says, even though Sting was in
yeah,
it?
Sting
like,
oh, was
in
Sting
it. Is
but yeah, but
and then what's his name?
Was
Kyle
McLaughlin? Yeah, now I know about the
oh,
movie.
Oh, yeah, Kyle MacLachlan. Huge Kyle MacLachlan.
And so there's five or six books, right?
Okay.
One of those books, yeah, I have to count in Spanish because it's
let's go.
Yeah.
She's trying to be sexy and it's working. I gotta say.
Is it?
Yeah, totally. What do you got, Riley?
I have something from the Facebook page, the Collider Live official group.
Yeah,
we
let's
have,
do it.
We have a number of them, but somebody did post this is like Chris Evans.
WBO.
They want our thoughts on Chris Evans' reaction to the James Dean stuff. He did tweet. Do you want to know what Chris Evans thinks about the James Dean
stuff? Yes, I do want to know.
He's from Boston.
He says, I'm sure he'd be thrilled with a rolling the eyes emoji. This is awful. Maybe we can get a computer to paint us a new Picasso or write a couple new John Lennon tunes.
Oh,
the complete lack of understanding here is shameful. That is why the guy's Captain America. Couldn't agree more.
Captain America!
America's ass. Okay. That's
America's
why.
Ass just tweeted that out.
I'm so
ain't no
upset.
Butt dial. Mm-hmm. Ain't no butt dial from that America's ass.
I love him so much.
That was
much.
From the fingers of Captain
He's
America.
He's pretty great.
I love Chris Evans.
Would he be
so
the one
much.
That you'd make out with first in the Avengers?
Well,
that's a good question.
Hulk.
Well,
is that a question for you guys?
Why
you
is
make
the question
out
who would I make out with first? Because I get to make out with other
I know.
Ones?
Why can't we just make out with all of them?
No. You get one.
So who would you make out with, period? Because when you say first, it sounds like who would you want
you're
to kiss prior to kissing someone?
No. Yeah, you get one.
Hulk.
Hulk.
Yeah.
As
I
Hulk?
Just as Hulk? Both.
Okay.
As Hulk.
Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Ruffalo as
for
Hulk.
For sure.
Okay.
Maybe Hulk from Thor. Or Ragnarok. He was a little
sad.
Well, yeah. Just so you know, I'm Team Iron Man.
Okay.
So, in terms of like which team, but
like Civil War, you mean?
Just in Team Cap, Team Iron Man.
Okay.
I'm Team Iron Man.
Okay.
But when it comes to sucking face, if it's Chris Evans, I mean, are you fucking kidding? He's a massive Patriots fan.
It's an Avenger. I'm not talking about Chris Evans. I'm talking about the Avengers.
So,
Chris
so the character.
So
Captain Chris
Captain
Evans.
America.
No, I guess the person that I would want to make out with first, Black Panther?
So not okay. Groot?
I like that.
I guess there's. I want to make out with them all.
Yeah, me too.
I haven't made out with somebody in so long, guys. I mean, I'll make out with any of you guys.
We'll make out with you.
Out of respect for...
I'm talking to the Cheetos and the Penguin at the table. Like, I don't care.
Wait, what are your guys' picks? Who
I
would
mean,
you make out
with? I mean, out of respect for the character, I would make out with the Wasp because I've had a crush on her since... Well, I mean, since Lost, but obviously, like, I like the Wasp.
Evangeline Lilly's the shit.
But here's the thing. Because I don't think that Black Widow has an actual superpower, I'm going to pass on Black Widow and go to the Wasp.
What about you, Mark?
Valkyrie.
Oh,
give me Valkyrie.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Or give me death.
Give me Valkyrie.
Ooh, no,
give me death.
Okay, Valkyrie. And now I'm in between Hulk and Thick Thor.
Thick Thor.
Thick Thor is the Avenger I relate to the
Can
most.
Can we guess who we think Alex picked would be?
Yes.
I feel like you would pick Valkyrie, too.
Really? I was going to say Black Widow.
Maybe. Okay.
Cody, who you got?
I don't know. I'm going to text Alex, though, to get that answer.
Yeah, Cody.
I think he's going to say Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch
is very,
yeah,
very,
probably
very
mine.
Attractive.
Is that
you?
Is that
Cody?
Yours,
yeah,
Cody?
Mine.
Okay, Scarlet Witch.
She might be mine. She's so hot.
Is it weird that I would – that like Karen Gillan as that robot woman was actually kind of –
No, she's rad. As that robot
Karen
woman?
Karen Gillan as that robot woman.
Nebula.
Oh, my
Nebula.
God.
Thank you, Mark.
Josh. All right, let's take another call.
Tomorrow's
when we
get my a last
chance.
Day.
Cody, let us know when we have another caller.
I'm
caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay.
Hello.
Caller, you're on Collider Live. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
There's someone on the line.
Hello.
I'm
going to hang up on you in 5, 4.
Count Babel. Nina speaking.
Beautiful. Oh, wait. That was my bad. Try it again.
Caller, you are on the line. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I made it through. Awesome. I was stuck in silence for a while.
That happens.
Who are you?
Hi, this is Kevin calling from Costa Mesa in California.
Kevin, happy
hey,
to have you.
Kevin.
What do you want to talk about today?
So I have a question. So, well, first of all, a comment. I just want to say you guys are doing great with the new show.
Thanks,
I'm enjoying
man.
Thank
it
you.
So far, and it's awesome.
Thank you, Kevin.
And I also want to say it's also really cool that you guys are putting a highlight on Alex and Cody. They've been kind of like the unsung heroes.
They're
getting the spotlight that they deserve.
100%. 100%
agree. I'm glad to hear you say that, Kevin. I just want to say for anybody, because I did get a tweet, we did not take their camera, from the booth. We did not tell them they could no longer be on camera.
Oh, is that what they're saying? No.
No, Cody and Alex were speaking too much, so we banned them from being camera.
I thought our Dr. Manhattan gig was gag was pretty good yesterday, Cody.
It was very good. I saw that.
They will be back.
Yes, we had a camera issue today, but they'll be back on screen.
We're getting a new one, that's all.
Did you have a question for us, though?
So my question is, now that we're kind of wrapping up 2019, heading into 2020, with there being like a few sequels and remakes and all that, kind of just want to ask, like, around the room, what do you guys think is maybe not the worst sequel or remake, but like something that you think should not have been made? So in my opinion, I think Son of the Mask could have been something that should have probably not been made and should have left the mask alone.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate your call.
Oh, so like all-time sequels.
Yeah, all-time.
Minor, easy.
What do you got?
Zoolander 2 and Dumb and Dumber 2. Should never have been touched.
You mean Dumb and Dumber?
They shouldn't have been touched because they weren't good, or they shouldn't have been touched because...
Both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it Dumb and Dumber? Or
there's Dumb and Dumber 2. Well, there was Dumb and Dumberer.
There's another one.
Dumber and Dumberer.
When Harry Met Lloyd,
but that was not with Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey. The Dumb and Dumber 2 is what Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels did not work. And Zoolander 2 just shouldn't have been touched. It's really hard 15 to 20 years later to make a comedy sequel when you've been not doing it for a while and you try and jump back into a character that you created.
Right.
And then try and just basically do a lampoon of that character. And that's what both movies were.
Riley, what do you think?
Thank you. I don't have one right now. I'm thinking.
I mean, we've already discussed the Terminator sequels.
Yeah.
But they're skipping
the good one.
Right, exactly. The last two, I mean, more so.
Yeah.
But if I'm more so sequel, I guess I would go with the remakes because I didn't like Lion King. I like parts of it. There's a lot of those live actions that I have not been a fan of, and that's up there for me.
Gotcha.
I not to jump on with you, but I'm with you. That Lion King was great nostalgia. It like made me enjoy the movie, but they just made the exact same movie, and it really brought nothing to it. And I thought Aladdin actually tried to do something different.
Exactly. And because of the lions, the animals looked great in the movie, but it took away like Scar's, attitude. I thought it was just not as good as the original.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Yeah. Any other tweets coming in? Otherwise, we'll take another call.
Cody,
let us know when there is somebody on the line. Caller, you are calling into Collider Live. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Saul. I'm calling from my room.
There's Saul.
Hey, Saul, you always get in. What does your room look like, Saul?
Well, right now I'm literally reorganizing the bookcase, but there's a large bookcase on the one wall next to the wardrobe.
Okay.
And there's an embarrassing amount of books in there because I'm Mr. Excitement, evidently.
Dude, I love calling from my room. You're the best, Saul. You're the best.
Cool.
And then the other side, in the other side of the room, to the far right, it's a rectangle-shaped room. There's another bookcase, and also filled with books.
That's great.
And a die-cast Jedi Starfighter, because evidently I'm the coolest guy you know, too.
Yes.
I didn't know you read a lot. For you, Saul.
I grew up, I had really bad dyslexia growing up, and then, so I spent a lot of my young life trying to figure out, How will reading be easier? And then I realized, the trick is there is no trick. It's just always going to be hard for me.
Mm.
And then when I kind of got over that, I just started casually reading
so
often.
Be nice. Honest. I want you to truly be honest with me right now. Darina just said, I didn't know you read a lot. If I had said that, you would have fucking ripped me a new asshole, Saul. True or false?
Is that true?
False. Darina said it was all heartfelt and nice and obviously she was genuinely curious about it. If you said it, it would be mean.
So true. So true. But that's not fucking true.
I might have to lean on Saul on this one.
I'm kidding.
Saul, what are you calling for today?
I am teasing you. Two, is this going to be technically Josh's last show for a while?
Yes.
In terms of the fact that he will have been on the show on Thursday, but this airing-wise will be his last show for a bit, correct?
Yeah.
So this is the 2014 timeline where the Thanos is going to come back after he's dead.
Right.
And, okay, got
yes.
it. All right.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I was being a smartass last time I called, believe it or not, and I just wanted to put this out there that, Josh, I'm a huge fan of everything you do.
Oh, thanks, Ben.
And calling into the show, believe it or not, is kind of nerve-wracking for me. And it's not easy to kind of, like, when you call in, like, to pick up the energy in the room where there's four other people, or to pick up, like, especially my timing, I always feel is a little off. And
Roxy would
knowing
agree.
That you're there knowing that Josh is there when I call in and you're there, I always feel like you get it, and I always feel very comfortable around you. And I always appreciate you laughing at when I bust Rossi's balls. It's a little bit harder than most. And
yep.
So as you were talking, Josh was just literally flipping me off under the table.
Mm-hmm. No, I saw it. Yeah.
For some reason. Glad you guys have bonded in that way.
Can I just put this into the world? It's my favorite Josh McCougar moment. I sometimes go back and I pull this up when I'm feeling down. It's a very nuanced thing. It was a very small thing. But back in December, there was a conversation going on about, like, people's favorite movies. And apropos of absolutely nothing, McCougar walks in the room with a fucking Braveheart sword and just starts yelling.
That's awesome.
That's great.
I was laughing so – I was watching live. I was laughing so hard I had tears in my eyes. And again
– That's great.
I have it written down which episode it is and the timestamp. I will go back like once a month and just watch it again just to enjoy it.
Well, you know, I'm glad I could do that. That Braveheart sword was meant for nothing else than to entertain. It wasn't meant to murder, English soldiers. It was just meant to make people laugh. So I'm glad you got a kick out of it. And I will say, you know, doing this show with the amazing people in this room and all the people that we've had on this show has really been like one of the highlights of my life thus far. And leaving to go do a TV show is obviously, you know, a giant career goal, and doing this is really cool. But getting to like have a regular caller on a show like this has always been kind of a dream of like being a morning radio host, and that's basically what we do here. And I can't thank you enough, Saul, for the kind words and for being a fan of the show, man.
Yeah, man.
Well done.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're the best, Saul.
Do we have another Facebook or Twitter that we want to take before we wrap up?
I'm looking. I can't really find something, so maybe a call.
Oh, great. Then we'll do another call.
Yeah.
Cody, let us know when we have somebody on the line.
Not right now, Derek!
So that was really lovely that Saul said that.
Yeah, I think that was great. And I know I make a lot of yokes on this show, but I will miss you guys.
I'm going to miss you like crazy.
We're going to miss you too.
Yeah.
You're the best. Yeah. Remember when we weren't friends?
Yeah, I remember that.
But that's like not what it was. He thought you guys were friends.
Yeah.
You just said you weren't.
So that's why I said that, because we weren't in my head. We were acquaintances.
It's true.
And then we became friends.
Brutal,
saw
crazy.
Something die in Josh McCougar that day.
Every time we like hung out, it was at like a con or one of like a Ken Napsok eventish kind of a thing.
A Comic-Con party or something.
Yes, and I was always either intoxicated or having an allergic reaction.
Right.
So it was kind of, and then, you know.
Which is kind of like being intoxicated.
Totally, yeah. But like we would hang out and talk, but we weren't like friends. You know, we were again, we were acquaintances.
Yeah, but now I feel like and it's funny to think about when you meet somebody, you have these, you know, this is how this person is. And so I've grown that way where I don't put people into boxes. And like I've gotten to know you. Josh is one of the coolest, sweetest people.
Oh, thank you.
You're the best.
Yes, I agree. He's so sweet. Yeah. So kind. No, there he is.
Outside of the show, I mean.
No. And tomorrow or 3 days ago, depending on who you are, I think we'll talk more about Josh on the show.
Please don't. I don't want to.
And how amazing he's been.
We want to make you cry tomorrow.
I may not be back in 2019, but I might be. Like
may or may not.
Maybe right before Christmas, I'll hopefully be in LA. But I mean, for the foreseeable future, besides holidays, I probably will not be in the city.
You don't ever be sure.
I actually don't think we even have time for another call because we are going to wrap. But I do want to just end by also talking a little bit about the fact that it is Veterans Day today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to my 94-year-old grandfather who is still alive and living in Los Angeles, who I get to see multiple times every single week and is an absolute hero. If you guys I did an interview on my YouTube channel with him a couple of years ago where we talked all about his experience at war and whatnot. He was stationed in London and bombed Germany 36 times and is just the best human being.
Is he in the Air Force?
No, he was in the 8th Air Force, yeah.
Yeah, well.
And he is just an absolute stud. So to him and every other veteran out there, I know for you, Mark Riley,
Grandpa.
Your grandfather.
Grandpa, and great-grandpa.
to all the vets. We literally would not be sitting here today without you guys. Yeah. And we can make all the jokes we want and have all the fun we want on the show, but we couldn't do that if we didn't have the freedom and ability to do that. So thank you so much to all the veterans out there.
Every year on Veterans Day, she's no longer with us, unfortunately, but my great my grandmother on my dad's side was in the Women's Army Corps, the WAC, during World War II.
Wow.
And she would be the Grand Marshal of the Veterans Day Parade in my dad's hometown of New Brighton, Pennsylvania. And my grandfather and my on both sides, my grandmother and some people all have their name on the Veterans Bridge that goes over the Beaver River now. So if you're ever in the Pittsburgh area and you want to see a Macuga or a Gelati name on there, that's where they are.
I love that.
And,
so,
and we talked about it with when Roland Emmerich was here, right, because he's promoting his movie Midway, I think it is important – you exactly hit it, Roxy, that we would not be here without these people. And it's important to remember history. And there's no – like Roland said, there's no winners – after a war.
Yeah.
And so it is important to remember the sacrifices that all these people and their families have been through. So thank you for that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And one of the things I know through my grandfather is that he is so grateful, anybody who comes up to him and thanks him for his service. So if you see somebody today or any other day and it's clear that they have served, go up to them and thank them for what they're doing for us, because I certainly could not fucking do that.
Yeah.
And I'm so, so grateful that there are people out there who can and do.
Well,
so happy Veterans Day, if happy is the right word. I've never known exactly what to say on that. Thank you guys so much. And we'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Darina, Mark Riley, Josh McCluga, Roxy Stryer, Cody Hall, Alex is somewhere else. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Little Chico Pitbull, Mr. 305, better said Mr. Worldwide, and I'm here to tell you about my new podcast, From Negative to Positive, brought to you by my friends over at State Farm. I believe that to have success, you got to play the game so that the game doesn't play you. You know, the biggest risk you take is not taking one. It's very important that you make sure that you make the most out of your money, especially when it comes to insurance. State Farm offers surprisingly great rates. They have great agents standing by helping you personalize your coverage. All this is backed up by award-winning, easy-to-use technology. It's a great price with an even greater service. When you want the real deal, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
We begin today's meditation with a few sipping exercises to remind us a little treat can go a long way. So pick up your McCafe iced coffees, close your eyes, and deep sip in. And deep satisfaction out.
Take a treat retreat at McDonald's. Right now, get a McCafe iced coffee in any size and any flavor for just 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.